Okay. Kudner of Shabbos, Seder Vayichi. Thank you to the Olam for permitting me to go out of order. I know this is not really my week this week, but I'm away next week, so I appreciate the Olam's indulgence for letting me say the shiur this week. So this week's parasha is Parshas Vayichi, and the shiur that I'm about to say now, one could have easily said this on Parshas Chayisar or Parshas Vayichi, but in as much as the topic relates to both parashas, we'll try to, I guess, kind of connect the beginning of Sefer Bereishis to the end. Oh wow! To the end of Brownie Bros. Also to the end of Sefer Bereishis, and that's in the following sense. We know in the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov and Yosef meet. Right, Yosef is called into his father Yaakov. Yaakov is about to leave this world. And he says to him, "Make me the following guarantee." Right, he says, which we're familiar with, and we'll be in Daik in a minute from the story of Eliezer and Avram, and he says, you know, I'll nasik bari Mitzrayim. I don't want to marry bari Mitzrayim. Rashi gives a different timeim. We all know the reasons why. But Yaakov did not want his remains left in Mitzrayim. And then he says, Vayomer Shavali. Yaakov requests of Yosef he should take a shvuah to him. Vayishavali, and he takes such a shvuah. Vayishtachu Yisrael Reish Amita. So there's a few diukim, if you're medayik the story very carefully, as the Mefarshim are, between the psukim and Parshas Vayechi, describing this interaction between Yaakov and Yosef, and on the one hand, and describing the interaction between Eliezer and Avram, on the other, a few things emerge. So first is, Yaakov requests of Yosef to take a shvuah. Vayomer, where he says, Hishavali, please take a shvuah, right, the Targum explains, V'amar kayemli, v'kayemloi, v'yishavali. What's missing here is the Shem Hashem. It doesn't say in the Psukim Parashas Vayechi that the Shavua that Yaakov that Yosef took to Yaakov was B'Shem Hashem. By contrast, if you look in the Seder in Parashas Chayisara, a couple of these distinctions are very clear. The first is that it says in the Pasuk, Avram says El Avdoi, doesn't even identify him, we know it's Eliezer, but as though he's this faceless Eved, Simna Yarcha Tachis Yerechi, again, this is the Makar, we'll get to this at the end of the Shir Mirtz Hashem, that there's an Indian of Shavuah in the Kitas Chayfetz, the one, and it says in Rashi, based on the Gemara in Shavuah Staf Lamed Ches, that Eliezer was Typhus, the Bris Mila of Avram Avinu, take your hand on my Bris Mila, Vashbiacha. What does Vashbiacha mean, grammatically in Diktuk? It implies that Avram Avinu forcibly made Eliezer take a shvuah. And this is not my diuk, the Targum Yonason says, V'oymenach. V'oymenach is the same lashon that you find in the Parshas Nasai Legabe Saita, that says, and the way the Bir Yonason explains, V'oymenach vashbiach, just like it says, V'yishbiach kainas ha'isha b'shvuah sa'ala. We'll get this in 2 minutes. But again, we find the Parsha of Saita as well, the Kayin imposes the Shavuah on the Isha, the Hachashuda, on the Isha Saita. So too, V'aymenach implies, Shalai Biritzon, implies even Balkarcha, even if the Eved didn't want, Avram Avinu had the right to impose a Shavuah on his Eved. And not only that, it says there, V'ashbiacha, Ba'ashem, Elekei Hashemayim V'Elekei Haaretz. In addition to the Shavuah being seemingly whether Biritzon or Shalai Biritzon, whether Eliezer wanted it or not, it also mentions the Shem Hashem. A third diuk is at the end of the parasha. It's clear when it records the fact that Eliezer took the shvuah. It says, "Vayosema evenes yodai tachas yarach Avram adaynav." It says that Eliezer again places his hand on the bris mila. Vayishav aloy al adavar hazeh, and he took the shvuah. Then it's if it is meduyak though, that although it does say Simna yarach tachas yarechi in the context of Yosef and Yaakov, it never tells us at the end of the story that Yaakov did so. It just says, as we read, Vayomer Shavali Vayishavali. If in fact there was Shavu Benikidas Chayfetz in the story of Yaakov and Yosef, why does it mention that he did so? It is noteworthy. The Gemara in Shavuos Daflam and Ches, we'll just mention it quickly right now. The Gemara explains, it's Perak Shavuos Adayarim, very well known Mishnah, where it describes the process of how Dayanim, judges in a Bezdin, make someone take a shvuah when they're sitting in court. It says, shvuah Dayanim, shtei kesef, and so on and so forth. And then the Gemara says, hey chamash bein lei, how did the Dayanim make someone take a shvuah? Amar Yehuda Marav, mash bein oisem b'shvuah amura b'tayra, and what shvuah amura b'tayra is this, the shvuah that the Torah mentions, dechsev, vashbiacha, b'ashem, elekei hashamayim, referring to what parasha? Eliezer and Avram. And then it says, "V'nafkamina shetzarach lat pusei chafza biyadei." The nafkamina is the state of shvuah nikitas chayfetz that the mushba, he who takes the shvuah, has to hold the chayfetz shal mitzvah in his hands when he takes the shvuah. So the acharim amadaik, how come the Gemara doesn't prove it from Yosef and Yaakov? Why does it prove it from the Eliezer?
Well, that's the first time it comes up.
Well, one could say bepashtus. That's the first time that it comes up. But there is what it's not muchrach. But there is what to medayik. Perhaps the shvuah that Yaakov took, that Yosef took to Yaakov, was shaloi b'nikitas chayfa. It's not necessarily the case. I would say that most Rishonim understand that when it says Simba Yarcha Tachas Yerechi, it's the same as Eliezer and Avram, but the diuk of the absence of the explicit mention of Shuman Nikitas Chayfetz is what's been medayik there.
Is that Lashon Netzmeh?
Not Hashem's name?
That's
not
the thing that's
medayik? No, well, we're gonna see how the two are connected, actually. So again, just the chaz over, the three diukim that appear in the difference between the parasha of Eliezer and Avram and Yaakov and Yosef. Diuk number one, in the context of Eliezer and Avram, it sounds like the shvuah was imposed on Eliezer. Diuk number two, the Shem is mentioned in the parasha of Eliezer and not mentioned in the parasha of Yosef. And the third, a little more questionable of a diuk, but it's clear, and the Makar and Shas for this din of shvuah minikitas chayfetz, again, the halacha is that when one takes a certain, we'll talk about at the end of the Shem what the cases are. When a shvuah is imposed upon a person, they have to hold a chayfetz shal mitzvah while doing so. That's clear from the story of Eliezer and Avram, a little bit less clear, perhaps, from the story of Yaakov and Yosef. V'davar zeh, eino yela oimer darsheni. So we'll try. So most of these diyukim were already noticed by the Hilug and Netziv in the Hamik Davar, and he explains the following yisoid. The Netziv says, in fact, it's true, what I said before, that Eliezer was mushbam pi acherim and Avram Adonai could have imposed a shvua on him. Why is that? So zokta netziv azoy, we have the yisoid that in the halach of avdus, when you have an eved to a master servant relationship, the servant is achray to his master in certain respects. We know yad eved kiyad balabayis. That the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, that if an Eved, Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, that if an Eved acquires assets, they're the property of his Adon. If an Eved finds a Metzia, it's the property of his Adon as well. And those are all part of this chus, in the Kinya Guf, or the Kinya Mamet, however, we're not learning the Sugyas of Avdus fully right now. However you want to shots up, however you want to define the relationship, the control that an Adon has over his Eved, that control gives rise to certain monetary chusim that the Adon has in his Eved. Dahainu, his work, his labor, his Metzia, his Kinyanim, they all flow up to the Adon. But the relationship, says the Netziv, is also top down. It's not just that the Eved does for his Adon, but the Adon can impose things against the will of the Eved, including that by virtue of the fact that the Eved is a kinyan of the Baal, the Adon can impose upon the Eved an obligation to take a shvuah. And the Netziv says, Heicha Matzinu, where do we have a precedent for this power dynamic, if you will, where, what? Yeah. Where do we have Heicha Matzinu, this power dynamic, this notion that those in power can impose a shvuah against the will of those who are subordinate to them? The Netziv gives a few examples. He says when we see from the Psukim, Legabe Shimi Ben Gera, that when he was an Eved to the Melech could impose a shvuah on him as well. So a Melech, we spoke about Melech a couple of times, a Melech obviously all of Klai Yisrael are subject to him on some level, and just as an Eved is subject to his Adon, those in Klai Yisrael are subject to the Melech, and the Melech can also impose a Shvuah on them. Anybody familiar with a more perhaps common or prevalent example? Not, unfortunately not common in Bizmanenu, but something we might know of from either Yom Tovim or our liturgy. What? You have something? Maybe?
I try to impose things on my wife all the time. She doesn't listen.
Right. That's for the Shalom Ba'asvad. You're thinking of something, Levi, yeah?
Kol Nidre now.
Well, it's Yom Kippur, Dick, yeah? We said, if you learn the Mishnayos in Yuma, which the Olam learns Yom Kippur night, as the Minog, in Klal Yisrael, it says, Ishi Kayin Gadol, Hishava. It says that the Bez Dan HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, when they were testing the Kayin Gadol to figure out whether or not he was a Tzeduki or if he was, you know, Mekabel Tersham Al Peh, it says that they made him take a Shvuah. So the Tziv says, was the Kohen Gadol volitional in the Shavuot or not? says in the Tziv, clearly not, but the Sanhedrin, as the Bailim and Torah Shebal Peh, as the Meister Atar of the Hayra, had the right to impose the will of them to make sure that those that were doing their Ratzon would follow the Torah Shebal Peh. So says the Netziv, that's exactly the shear of an Eved to his Adon. An Eved, just like the Sanhedrin, can impose a Shvuah on the Kohen Gadol, just like a Melech can impose a Shvuah on the Am, so to an Eved, an Adon can impose a Shvuah on his Eved. Isaac, the Netziv, that's exactly the Chilk between the Parashias. What's going on with Yosef and Yaakov? Is Yosef an Eved to Yaakov? He's a father to his son. If anything, he's his king, right? Like Rashi says, "Vayishtachu Yisrael Rosh Hamita." When the shual, becomes in charge, it's supposed to be mishtachav eloi. So zokta nitziv, there's no shvuah and we'll get to the shvuah b'shem in a minute. But there's no vashbiacha, and the nitziv explains what's shvuah b'shem. Shvuah b'shem, and this is what we're getting to right now. We'll say it like this. There's a very, very, very famous Ran in the beginning of Masechta Nedarim. The Ran brings the following shaila: when a person takes a person takes a shvuas bitui, or shvuas lasos, shle lasos, a shvuas to do something or not do something, to impose upon himself certain restrictions or obligations, or a shvuas hadayanim, the dayan make him take a shvuas, maida b'miktsas, shvuas ha'edos, where a person comes into bezdin and has to testify about something, or more precisely take a shvuas that they do or do not know something. There's a shalan rishonim, a gevisa shalan rishonim, what's the halacha? Does that shvuah require Shema Hashem or not? Does that shvuah require saying Yidke Vavke together with the shvuah? So the Ran was of the view that absolutely not. Shvuah is loy by Hashem, and he proves it from the first Mishnah of Nedarim. What does the first Mishnah of Nedarim say? Pretty well known. I should know it. Kol kinuy Nedarim k'nedarim, charam k'charamim, v'shvuah k'shvuah. That a shvuah is like a shvuah. What does that mean? The Ran explains that the very fact that a shvuah, even b'loshen kinui, even a expressive lashon, a nickname, if you will, something that doesn't actually express the shvuah directly, creates a shvuah. Says the Ran, the Mishnah doesn't mention Shem. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about taking a shvuah b'shem. The Ran was medayik from this Mishnah that shvuah loy ba'i shem. Rabbeinu Tam was the bar plukt of the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam took the view that in fact the shvuah is ba'i shem. Says Rabbeinu Tam, where is Shvuah by Hashem? Where is Shvuah loy by Hashem? Where is Shvuah require Hashem? Where is Shvuah not require Hashem? Rabbeinu Tam drew the following monumental distinction. Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, there are really two forms of Shvuahs. There's what we call Mujvim Pi Acherim and Mujvim Pi Atzmai. Mujvim Pi Acherim is when someone else imposed the Shvuah on you, or someone else is involved in the process of the Shvuah. We'll get to exactly what that means. And Mujvim Pi Atzmai is when you voluntarily take the Shvuah, you're a unilateral actor versus somebody acting either on you or together with you. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, if it's Mujvim Pi Atzmai, that's loy by Hashem. That doesn't require Hashem. Abra Mujvim Pi Acherim, if someone imposes the Shvuah on you, that does require Hashem. What's the Makar for Rabbeinu Tam? Anybody know? Off the top of their head?
Right here.
What?
Our parsha,
he says the Bekor is actually Saita, which connects back to our parsha. He says, by Saita, Vishbiya Kain, Bishvuasa Allah, V'amra Isha Amen Amen. Right, the Isha Saita, part of her process, the Bedika Saita, the whole Sugis in the beginning of the Sechta Saita, part of the process of how she becomes an Isha Saita is by going through this process of taking a Shvua im Satis, im Lai Satis, you slept with somebody else, you did not, you did this, and so on and so forth. And those shavuos obviously not voluntary.
Can I just come from left field?
Go ahead.
How was Avram's first shavuah? Again, can you just tell us what is a shavuah? The last 8 minutes, every shavuah was, are you telling the truth or are you not telling the truth? Did you do it? Did you not do it? That's not what happened with Eliezer. He made him a shavuah. You're going to do this for me, right?
Yeah, and that's shavuah shayichal kikarzu. I will take on a certain action. Some kind of, I'll be more, to you sound a little bit lawyerly, pardon me, a shavuah is an undertaking. An obligation either to tell the truth, an obligation to give edus, or an obligation to do something. That's what a shvua really is.
Okay.
It comes in different forms. A shvua is bitui, which is really what Eliyahu is a shvua, to take on a certain course of action, mm-hmm. or not take on a certain course of action. Shvua sa edus is a shvua to be mevar and bezdin that you know some critical information of someone else's financial position, or you don't know it. Shvuas Hadayanim is when the Dayanim say, hey, you come into Beis Din, you're Ma'ida B'Miksas, you're Shvuas HaPikadon, where you are entrusted with the chefetz of somebody else.
But Shvuas, you're swearing about events that took place, by Kayin Gadol, which you mentioned, by...
No. His Shvuas is that I will do what the Torah Shemal Pass says.
He was ready, meaning he already had... Nothing changes. What I mean by all the Shvuas you mentioned...
Yes, you want to know why that's
true? All the obligations.
What's the first Gemara Masechet Nedarim say? What's the chilek between Nedarim and Shvuas? Shvuas is ka'asar nafshe min chafza, and Nedarim is ka'asar chafza nafshe. That Shavuos is a person, it's Gavra oriented, it's focused on the person, whereas Nedarim, that's the famous Chafza Gavra Brisker distinction, actually comes from the Gemara Nedarim, Naf Beis and the Beis, whereas Nedarim are focused on the object. That's why a lot of these, what we're talking about right now, is not negated in the Masechet Nedarim at all. Happens to be that the first round of Masechet Nedarim talks about Shavuah. But these are really all germane to Shavuah, which talk about the person, either what he's going to do, what he's not going to do, who he's going to interact with, who he's not going to interact with, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Fair?
For the clarification, yes.
Does that help?
Very much.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. So the Ran zokt, again, that there's two types of Shavuos. There's Mush Mipi Acherim and Mush Mipi Atzma. Mipi Acherim, when someone else imposes upon you, that requires a Shem, like Saita. Or Mush Mipi Atzma, when a person voluntarily takes on a course of action, that's Loi by Hashem. We'll have to explain why exactly the Techilik. So the Ran asked a Bam Kash Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran, in fact, says quite famously, Pek Kodesh Yemar Davar Kazeh, a halig, a mouth like this could say such a thing. What is Saita? Does the Isha take a Shvuah or not? She says, Amen, Amen, and we know we're going to learn Mesachta Brachas Nadaf, that if a person says, Amen, is Kamaitza Shvuah mi Piv Dami, just like if a person says, Amen to a Bracha, it's if he said a Bracha from himself, Fractor Ran, a Bam Kashra, Binu Tam, but if the Isha says, Amen, Amen, it's ki ilu haitzi shvuah mi piv dami. It's like she took the shvuah herself. So it's mush mipi atzma. It's how can you tell me, Rabbeinu Tam, this ganze chiluk between mush mipi acher, mush mipi atzma? Acherim does and
still mush mipi acher.
Okay, you're already getting to the tirutza, but let's just speak out the kasha of the Ran. It is the Ran was not silly. He thought well, and we'll get to your answer. We'll get to that in just a second, Bezer Hashem. But the Ran at least understood in Rabbeinu Tam that this fundamentally is at least as much mushrim pi atzma as much as it is mushrim pi acherim. So what's the raya?
Literally, because the words are uttered from her.
Well, also halachically, it's as if she took the shvuah herself.
What's the nafkamina? I don't understand. What am I trying to mean by that? What would be the nafkamina whether amen is as if you said it? You didn't say like.
So I'm saying we can't really get into that right now, but okay. there are nafkamina to that. There's a machne efraim about this. Like that's like ain kam makom maharach on that specific prop, but there is what to distinguish perhaps between a literal mushrim pi atzmai and a manufactured, if you will, mushrim pi atzmai. Just to bring it back to the sugi over here. So the Ran asks, remember at the kasha of the Ran and Meir Tam, what's going on with the raya from Saita? After all, isn't that just mushrim pi atzmai anyway? Now, happens to be, the Nitziv in Harchiv Davar says exactly what you said, Levi. Sota's a composite story. It's also a Mushrim, even though it's also Mushrim Pi Atzma, it's also Mushrim Pi Acherim, right? She only gets into the sugya here because the client tells her, he schlepped Sachar and says, you have to take the Shvuah, fine, Amen, Amen, I will. So the Nitziv says, the real Raya of Rabbeinu Tam is from the fact that it starts off as a Mushrim Pi Acherim. For that reason, even though it winds up also as a mushrim pi atzma, but the real yisoid is the fact that the isha is the adon, the kain, is driving the process. So before we take it back to Eliezer and Avram and Yosef and Yaakov, I just want to speak out this nekud of the Rian Tam and the Ran, and we'll see exactly how it connects back to the broader discussion that we're having here. So there's a letter. So, just again, to speak out, the machlokes rishonim between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, if Shvuah is by Hashem and call it Torah Kula, the Ran says no, Rabbeinu Tam says yes, and Rabbeinu Tam explains a Shvuah needs Hashem when it's Mushrim Pi Acherim. If it's Mushrim Pi Atzma, it does not happen to be, there's a third sheet in rishonim. Some rishonim say that Shvuah always needs Hashem. Sai Mushrim Pi Acherim, Sai Mushrim Pi Atzma, the Raivin Misach the Shvuah sounds like that. But there is a sheet in rishonim that's like that as well. What's the avi safkamina, just to speak out in the halacha? A Shvuah spitui. What's a Shvuah spitui? Again, when you impose upon yourself a certain course of action, light Rabbeinu Tam, that wouldn't require Hashem, right? It would only require Hashem if it's gar, if it's completely imposed by somebody else, like Shvuah Sadayanim, or Shvuah Sa'edos, or Shvuah Kain Gadol, or... or Melech, or Saita, what? Maida b'miktsas. Those are all external forced, foisted upon you. That requires Hashem. Abra Shvuas Bitui, where you yourself are voluntarily, of your own volition, engaging in a course of action, that would not require Hashem.
Like, Maida b'miktsas, though, according to the... Is that not also a hybrid... a hybrid coming from Beis Din and the person saying it?
Well, you're saying because there's a tefillah in Beis Din?
Yes. Aren't all of these things you just mentioned, for the most part, other than a person coming in Monday saying, "Oh, I'm going to start doing Bahab," meaning, aren't most everything you mentioned in the last minute all the exact same?
Yeah, most people don't speak shuls of their own accord. That's true, but in the case of Maida b'miktsas, yeah, we'll get to it. There's a rashash and shuls. We'll get to that. Yeah, in a chanami.
So these machlekes you just mentioned would apply to all of these.
Yes.
Our machlekes between was an, I don't remember, you remember
the, what the Ran and Tam?
No, the next, the one that I asked the question. Isn't this also?
No, I'm saying that's that. But not really, because I'll explain to you why. Because by Saita, the pshat is that she also takes the shvuah.
Because she says Amen?
Yes, and
Maida b'miktsas doesn't.
In Maida b'miktsas, in Maida b'miktsas, you are Muzhan Piacherim. Therefore, Muzhan Piacherim means they force you to take a shvuah, right?
Yeah,
and
Maida b'miktsas, they don't force you to take the shvuah.
No, they do. They do. One second. So the pshat is there, and then Kohen Gadol also, he takes, you end up taking the shvuah yourself, but the person made
all
you do it.
All of these are hybrid
shvuah. Well, no, because, no. Saita is a bona fide hybrid, because there's two people taking the shvuah. Vishbiya Kohen v'shvuah sa'ala, the shvuah, the Kohen also, she's amen to what he says. Right?
So that's what's unique about the Saita, because that's where the actual Mushba one is actually saying the words.
Correct. Okay, fine. So the Netziv says what you said. The Netziv says that, of course, it's true that it's also Mushba Piatzma, but the Iker is the fact that it's Mushba Piacherim, because the Kai imposes this upon her. So there's a letter, I want to get to this next point, in the back of the Chedusha Agriz al Rambam, in the Briskarov, I photostated it here, where he actually, it means I actually took a picture, a photostat. I don't really do that anymore.
No, it's
like my 10th grade rabbi took a photostat. No, I actually took a picture on my phone and printed it from my computer. So the Briskarov state in the Michtav, in the back of the Chedusha Agriz, he says he doesn't like this Netziv at all. He says you misunderstand what the Ran was really asking every time. The Ran didn't realize it was also Mishra Piacherim. The Ran didn't realize the kind's evolved here. No. The pshat is like this. He says the reason why the Ran asked Rabbi Yotam was because what was Rabbi Yotam's makar and shas to say that any shvur is tal and shem? Saita, right? Vishbiya kain b'shvur sa'ala. So he says, kol chele de Rabbi Yotam, the whole svar from Rabbi Yotam was coming from the fact that saita is an instance of mushu b'achirim that requires Hashem. If not for the fact that we need alfusa from saita, there's no svar to mechalik between Mushra B'Acherim and Mushra P'yatzma Min Adin. Rabbi Yotam is not coming from any logical proposition. It's very brisker, right? There's no why. There's no, like, rationale as to what the difference between Mushra P'Acherim and Mushra P'yatzma is. There's a Gzeres HaKosov. We find by Saita that there is such a din that Mushra P'Acherim requires Hashem. Oy bazai, if that's true in Saita, it's true in Kol HaTorah Kula. And if it's not true in Saita, Dahainu, if Saita is also Mishra Piyatzmai, then it should be no less true in Saita than for Kol HaTorah Kula as well. The Briskarov, again, just to speak out the way the Briskarov understood the Ran's Kashra Rabbeinu Tam, he says, there's no Svar L'Chalik here between Mishra Piyatzmai and Mishra Piyacherim. It's just because we have a drasha from Saita. And if in Saita we find a hybrid, even if the Netziv is right, between Mushra B'Acher and Mushra B'Atzah, Dahayim, they're both taking the Shvuah, then MS, if it's true that we only find such instance by Saita, the Mushra B'Acherim, that a Mushra B'Atzah takes the Shvuah B'Shem, then in Kol HaTorah Kula we would also say that every Mushra B'Atzah should also require Shem. So again, the Briskarov, the way he explains the kasha of the Ran on Biotam is, the Ran in Achanami understood like the Netziv was saying. It's true. He knows that's also Gam Mushri Piachayim, Gam Mushri Piatzma. But what was really animating the Ran's kasha was he did not understand what Rabbi Yotam was talking about. Because Rabbi Yotam, the way the Briskarov is reconstructing it in a very brisker, fashion, there was no svara, there's no logical distinction to be made between Acherim and Piatzma. They're all bisvara. It's a shvua. It's a shvua. It's a shvua. It's just the question is: do we find a makar by saita that there's a distinction? Rabbi Yotam thought there was, and the Ran says no. It's also as much mushmi piatzma as much as mushmi piachir.
And the Ran holds there's no shame by
correct. And the Ran says in which case nafal yisoy nafal abinyan, and there's never shvua b'shem. Oh. So I want perhaps the mechias kfar the shalagriz argue on the Brisk Rav and say that's exactly the pshat. And it goes back, and now let's take it back to Yaakov and Yosef. Now let's take it back to Eliezer and Avram. We made already two diukim in the parsha. Diuk number one, Shvua B'Shem, and diuk number two, the Rishus and Shalai B'Rishus. After that, the two are actually very much connected. Perhaps what the Nitziv was really getting at, and again, the Nitziv doesn't really say it's outright, but I think what the Nitziv means, is that the chilak between Mushim B'Acherim and Mushim B'Atzmai is exactly this point. Mushim B'Acherim is when somebody else imposes something against your will. Mushu pi'atzmai is when you do something voluntarily. What is the pshan shvua b'shem? So we can clear the following shaila. Is the pshan shvua b'shem, even according to Rabbi Yotam, it's really part of the nusach of the shvua, right? Just like asher kitsha mitzvah mitzivanu ala mila, asher kitsha mitzvah mitzivanu ala tiyasadayim, when I take a shvua of hareni, this, I have to say the shem Hashem? Or no? Really the shvua is on its own, whether you say the shem or not. What the Shem does is it gives a chizuk to the Shvua. It creates a chumra in the Shvua. The part of the chumra of the Shvua is the Shvua, and it includes the Shem Hashem. Mashalom Adavar Daima. The Rush says, in Masechta Shvuos, this idea of Shvua Menikitas Chefetz, and if we have enough time, maybe I'll get back to this at the very, very end, or maybe I won't, but I just want to mention this Rush right here, because it's a perfect tzushtal to this idea. The Rush says, Shvua Menikitas Chefetz, is a takas chachamim to make the guy afraid, right? Why is the person holding mashbim b'sefer Torah? I'll make you swear on the Bible. What's the idea of swearing on the Bible? Is one could have said the tsuras hashvuas adayanim includes the maisa of taking a shvua withholding a Bible. Zakhtar Rosh name. That's not the pshat. The pshat is not the tsuras hashvuas adayanim is holding the shvua with the Bible. Nor the shvua is a shvua. Right, shvuas ha'edos, shvuas ha'pikadon, by the b'mitzvah, shvuas ha'dayanim. But in order to make the guy take it seriously, raise your right hand on the Bible and swear. The Adam Chaps the distinction here. The pshat is in Nikitas Chefetz also. The pshat is not the Nikitas Chefetz, it's part of the Cheftes Shel Shvua. There's a Cheftes Shel Shvua, the way shvua is supposed to be taken. Nor the Nikitas Chefetz is what? What?
It bolsters.
It bolsters. It makes you more, makes it more for real. And this chiluk between Moshe B'Acher and Moshe B'Atzmai, I thought of it on my own, and then I saw the Acharim basically say it's a bach in Yeredeya. This chiluk. What?
Before we get there, so the reason why we want to make this is when it's the
Acharim. No.
Because we're compelling you to do it. Not, so a person said, hey, I don't appreciate you making me swear. Maybe he's going to say something else, or he's going to lie.
No.
By
it's
making him also say Hashem, Hashem, you can say, oh, wait a second.
No. You're collapsing two points. I was proving from Nikitas Chefetz that the idea of Nikitas Chefetz is not that...
It's
not like a nusach. It's not like the way in which the words are written. It's that part of the chumra of Shvuas HaDayanim includes the obligation to swear while holding a chefetz to make you scared. Right. But that's just conceptually, it's a methodological point.
That would only be when it's
Nisi Achayim? So in Shvua B'Shem, we're getting to that right now.
Okay, fine.
So this Bach in Yeredeya connects these two points, going back to Maishi's suggestion. Bach says in Yeredeya, he says, the chilek is not really between Achayim and Atzmai. That's not a precise chiluk. He says, Rabbi Yotam ruach acharas imay. Rabbi Yotam was coming from a different approach. V'ikr chilukai, the davka shvua sa'edus v'shvua sa'dayam shem mushbayim pi acharim al karacham shalan ishbayim dumi desayta bo'in shi'afarash Hashem v'kinoi. Aval shvua spitoi sha'oyser nafshay miritzaynai afilu b'lai Hashem v'kinoi matzi aser nafshay. So again, Mikayach, the evidence, right? Everybody knows that Saita also involves a Shuas Atzmai. But what's driving the Shuas Saita? She doesn't want to be there, right? It's forcibly imposed against her will. So the Chiluk, the Nitziv, you're right. This goes back to Levi's point. This is why I wanted to get to this point conceptually. It's not the question of a hybrid of others plus you. Sure. That's the way the Nitziv understood. The Bach is saying, like I'm saying, that the chiluk is really, is this something that you want to be a part of or something you don't want to be a part of? Now maybe might have mixed us. No one ever wants to be in a Dintaira, but it takes two to tango, right? Shavuos HaPikadon, you took the responsibility of Pikadon, now I have to explain in Bezdin what happened. But the real force, but Shavuos HaEdos, Shavuos HaDayanim, right, the Dayanim are being mashbiya you and making you say, this happened, this didn't happen. Shavuos HaEdos, you're being deposed, right? Isn't that the legal term? Nobody wants to be deposed. The same thing is true by Saita as well. So Zakta Bach, that's really the sort of, and what's the point of Shavuos B'Shem? The it's a chizuk in the Shavuos. It's mihilchas ha'ashba. When someone is mashbiya you, part of their schusim, part of what allows them, either as a result or a cause of being mashbiya you, is they have a schus mashbiya you b'Shem. And that's exactly, and now tying it back, what's the chiluk between Eliezer Avram and Yaakov and Yosef? Just like we said, Eliezer had the right to be mashbiya Avram had the right to mashbiya Eliezer because of the shear of Avdos. That's exactly the point. That's why Hashem was used as well, because Shvua B'Shem is an indisha of the fact that you have the right to be mashbiya Achirim. It's not just others versus you, but it's somebody else's right to impose their will against you as well. Ah. Masha'inka Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov and Yosef was a Ben La'aviv. A Ben La'aviv Zekdenitziv. It's totally, you know, it's this kibbut av and so on, but it's not the kind of relationship of Avdus. But I should mention, by the way, this shtickle Torah that I'm saying right now is against the Rashbam. The Rashbam actually, I just want to just get the Rashbam. I'm not going to, and then we'll finish up. The Rashbam actually does say, I don't want to confuse the other one, but it's worth noting the Rashbam just for the sake of being truthful to the sources. The Rashbam says in the pasuk of Simna Yodcha Tachas Yerechi in Parshas Chayisara, V'chein b'Yosef kishvinish b'liyakov krisus pris v'shvua shall ben v'eved la'adoinov kachaysa shedoyma inyin shibud. So he says the whole shtickel Torah that's about a shibud, that's about a power dynamic, that's about this, you know, relationship of master to servant and so on. But he says a son to his father is the same as
it's
other.
It's not going against what you said. That's just parshanas in the, you know.
Right, but I want to be lechalik between. I mean, according to the whole shtickel Torah of Shem versus no Shem.
The whole
yes.
Yeah.
Because he's saying v'chem be'eved. So whatever, maybe it's not mefarsh in the pasuk, but whatever happened here also happened by...
He's saying they're different. Rashbam, he's saying the whole... There's no force.
Yeah, according to Rashbam, you have to say Yosef said...
That's what I'm saying. So I think it's still consistent with what you're saying. It's just the same question. Is a ben to an av?
Right.
Is an
evit
to a...
Right.
That's what
right. The chiluk, right. But I think the diukim and the psukim are much sharper if you learn not like the Rashbam. Yeah. But this you saw it again from really what I think is Pshan the Bach, and I think it's the Pshan the Rabbeinu Tamnan, is really Rashbam al Torah. That it's based on this, and again, why, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is when someone can impose their will against you, a shear in their ability to impose their will against you includes the right to force you to use the Shem Hashem. So that's and that's exactly the Pshat in the Kitas Chefetz as well. Again, conceptually, the Chakira was, is the Pshat that the Kitas Chefetz is part of the Tzuras HaShvua, that just like I'm saying the words on the page, it requires me to hold my hand on the Bible? Or is no, there's a din of Tzuras HaShvua, how to say the words, what one has to say, what one has to do, and part of the best in their Kayach to be Ma'ayim you, to make you take it for real, includes holding a chayfetz. That's exactly the same thing we're seeing over here. Shvua b'shem, according to Meir Tam, this is, by the way, this shtickle, this specific prat, I saw this Divrei Yecheskel from the Sabbat Yeshiva from before the war, right? One of the Gedolei Achronim, one of the contemporaries of Reb Chaim and the Rosh Yeshivas from that dar, says exactly like this. He says, the Pshat is not that it's not Nusach. It's not that you have to say the words Asher Kidshanu plus Shem Hashem. The Pshat is the Shem Hashem is a shear in the fact that it's Mujim Pi Acherim, which is exactly what we're saying
and
from the Bachelor.
And the Kifas, where do you find that?
And that's the last Nukun I want to get to. Then I want to spend 2 minutes doing Chazara, and then we'll stop because we're going already a little long. So where do we find this by Nikitas Chayfetz? Zach Levi, how do I know Nikitas Chayfetz is also based on some form of power dynamic or some kind of, you know, relationship of Bezdin imposing their will against you? So that goes back to the Gemara that we mentioned. In Shavuos Lamed Chesed Mem Beis. Zach the Gemara Darton there. Gemara says, we mentioned this before, again, Shavuos to the Yadam and so on, the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, Heichi Mashbi'in Lei. By the way, that diuk, mashbi'in, how do we make you take a shvu? How do we impose it upon you? I'm reviewing the marav, mashbi'inos of shvu'as amur v'atayra, t'chsiv hashbi'acha b'Hashem, and then it says, v'nafkamina shetarach latfusei chafza b'yade. So there, Tosfos asks the following kasha. Tosfos says, tema, according to this, that it's Beis Din that's making you take the Shvuah, and we find the Kitas Chefetz. So Taister asks, why don't we find by every Shvuas Bitui, if it's a Mujim B'Acherim, someone else makes you take a Shvuas Bitui, Lamashal? Why? Again, it's not clear how you could necessarily have that Mujim B'Acherim, it's a bit of a different sugya. But Taister asks, why don't we find every Mujim B'Acherim requires Nikitas Chefetz? So the Rashash there says in Taratz and Taisvis, what is it we're saying that we need Nikitas Chefetz? I just want to read you two lines in the Rashash, and with this we'll stop. The Rashash there says on Taisvis, there in Shuas Lamed Ches, he says, the Pshat is, Dafka, he says like this, sorry, where is it? Kavanasam sha'acherim toivim, I say. That if other people demand of you to take a Shvuah, just like he says by Shuas HaBikadin, just like we said by Shuas HaDayanim, that's when you have to take, that's when you need the Kitas Chefetz. So the Rashash there explains, the Pshat is, Shuas HaDayanim, Shuas HaBikadin, acherim toivim, I say, Dr. Rashash. Others are bringing you into Beis Din. You're being deposed. Just like a Saita is taking a Shvuah mipi HaKayin. She doesn't want to be there. She's being deposed too. And says the Rav Lezer Meir Horovitz as well. He says exactly what we're saying as well. He says, L'yalef me Eliezer. What do we learn from Eliezer Avad Avram? Why, again, back to this diuk. Why is the Gemara mentioned Eliezer? Ela kashim mitzaveh gadol likatan lishava. When the gadol's mitzaveh katan lishava, just like Beis Din takes little puny hash and says, take a shvuah to dayanim, Eliezer was mitzuvah ayde gadol lishava. He required Nikitas Chefetz as well. And he says, Einai maila umari l'chiv ha-shvuah. And that's exactly what we're saying as well. It's not part of the hilchas ha-shvuah that Tzurav had done. It's when a gadol's mitzaveh katan, he has to do Nikitas Chefetz. When a Beis Din is toivim my side, he has to do Nikitas Chefetz. It's exactly.
Is it ma'akev then?
What?
Is it ma'akev?
No.
So why is there similarity
of the gadol or the master?
Yes.
To say, to impose the shame.
So you're saying, of course, maybe it could be Michael. Maybe it could be Michael. Yeah, you thought, so I didn't see that anyone said that, but...
It's not on the cut in the fact that I was imposed upon to make the decision.
L'chaira, l'fizayk, maybe it could be Michael. I don't know if a rise like this, but according to it would make sense.
So what's Simna Yodcha in our parsha?
What?
What is Simna Yodcha in our parsha?
Oh, so now let's go back to the last diuk. So we mentioned that it doesn't say Lehadya in the parsha they took a shvub in the Kitas Chefetz. It just says Simna Yon Chatachis Yerechi, but it doesn't say Vayish. It doesn't fear ice the way it does in Parshas. Oh, yeah. In Parshas Chayisara, they took a shvub in the Kidas Chayfetz. So in fact, the Netziv learns what Simna Yonchadar Parsha. It's Krisus Pris. The way in which a Krisus Pris was done. I mean, we don't really understand. It's obviously not commonplace by us to do such things for Krisus Pris. We shake hands. We don't do that. We don't touch the Vrismila. But that was their way of making a Krisus Pris. And in fact, the Targum Yonasan says Lehedya there. It wasn't a Shvuah B'Shem. It wasn't a Shvuah B'Nikidas Chefetz. He said it doesn't pass for Yosef to touch his father's Vrismila. It's just like it's not appropriate at all, right? But he says that it was a Krisus Pris, you know, some kind of, maybe he did it once, but he didn't then go ahead and then, you know, go all the way and take the Shua that way. But according to this, we could understand very well. Sorry. We can understand very well exactly the pshat that like this shtickle tire that the shvuah of Avram was imposed on Eliezer. That's why I had Hashem, and that's why Nikitas Chefetz, and that's why it's Vashbiacha. Unzer shvuah from Unzer Parsha of not like the Rashbam, but the Pashtus of Ben La'av, the way the Netziv learns, doesn't have Hashem, and maybe doesn't have Nikitas Chefetz either. And that's exactly, just to bring it back, the chilaf between Rebbe Yotam and the Ran, just to chazer over, right, the Rebbe Yotam says, Mujim P'Acherim does require Shvuah, Mujim P'Acherim does not, the Ran asks Rebbe Yotam, Peg Kodesh Yom Radavar Kazeh, Tzekenesh Zayin, you didn't read the Parsha, inside that it's also Mujim P'Acherim. The Netziv's Teretz, it's a hybrid, Acherim plus Atzma, where the Briskrav says, you misunderstood the Ran's Kasha, that there's no Svar L'chalik between Acherim and Atzma. And Aviv Vaita, we find that it's also Atzma, Legabe Saita, it should be true in Kalatar Kula. And according to this, non-Brisk, but again, there's a rational distinction, which is Acherim, and the way the Bach understands, is a simin in someone else's imposing their will against you. And that's the Shvuas HaDayanim, that's Shvuas HaPikadim, that's why it's Ton Shem, and that's why it's also Ton Nikitas Chefetz.
Oh, yeah.